rest of the story. Dr. George F. Grant, Boston-born, distinguished man, the first black graduate of Harvard College, the first black instructor at the Howard Dental School. His specialty was the treatment of the cleft palate and related malformations. It was on this topic that he lectured before the annual meeting of the British Dental Association in 1888. And yet, for all of his accomplishments in the field of dentistry, it's for something entirely different that we honor Dr. Grant here. You see, Dr. Grant was not only a renowned dentist, he was a golfer. I want to make certain you visualize this good doctor within the context of his era. He graduated Harvard in 1870. He took up golf in the late 19th century. And much as would many of his colleagues 100 years later, Dr. Grant played golf virtually religiously each Wednesday and Saturday afternoon. During that century since, a great many blacks have graduated from Harvard. A great many improvements have evolved from the dental techniques Dr. Grant pioneered. But Dr. George Grant did something for the sport that he loved, and that something remains unchanged to this day. Nobody remembers the precise year that Dr. George Grant began playing golf. It may be correctly assumed, however, that he had been playing for quite some time as of 1899, because that was the year Dr. Grant got this special idea. I'll tell you what inspired it in the doctor's own words. He was getting darn tired, those are his words, darn tired of performing a particular golf ritual, a certain aspect of the game. Dr. Grant wanted to make golf easier for everyone. But in his eagerness to do so, he neglected to capitalize on his idea. And because it earned him no money, no one took him seriously. His golf-enhancing invention is still listed among the U.S. Patent Office records, number 638920, to be precise. But craftsman-inventor Dr. George Grant, for love of his craft, gave his invention away to fellow golfers who smiled and shrugged and forgot. For this was the accepted ritual of Dr. Grant's day. Before striking the ball the first time on each hole, the golfer had to place his ball on a small mound of wet sand. He, the golfer, had to take sand from a box and mix it with water from a bucket and mold the little mound by hand. You're getting ahead of me, aren't you? And you're right. Dr. Grant simplified all that. After 400 years of golfing and golfers, it took a dentist from Boston to invent the tiny peg that supports the golf ball, the wooden golf tee. But now you know the rest of the story.